Northern Railway presents Empire Builders.
Tonight's playlet is offered as a tribute to the men who served in World War.
Looks like every guy that's serving the AEF's here, Hank. This is going to be the biggest reunion we've had yet.
Say, I'm waiting for that declaration from Green Valley to come in. There's an MP in it I've been looking for since the night of September 24th, 1918. I want to welcome him with a fisticuff.
You better be careful, monkey. I remember once you got full of cognac and tried to bust a leatherneck MP on the nose up at Hannonville.
Go on. There never was no MPs at Hannonville.
There was so. This one was a big guy, about as big as Red Minahan, the one-pounder sergeant. And little old Hank tried to pick a poke at him. Oh, man. Hank looked like a D. John Frank in an SOS crap game.
Yeah, well, just the same, you wait till that MP gets here.
What are you going to do, Hank? Stand on a chair and hit him in the stomach?
He'll just hide behind us and holler, "Who won the war?"
Say, that reminds me. Remember when that truckload of 5th Division MPs come through D-Kirch after the war and we hollered that at them and one of them piled up to take pics on them?
Yeah.
Hank was standing there and he yelled, "Hey, gang up 33rd, here's the 5th Division." Boy, was that a row. Somebody kissed me with a riot stick and I woke up under the table in the Victor Hugo Cafe.
You felt right at home, I suppose.
Yeah, you betcha. I just hollered out from under the table, "Encore cognac." And the old lady, she come right back. "We, Monsieur Bob Lesnar," without even looking.
Hey, that was pretty good. Say, Bob, who are you waiting for? Anybody in particular?
I hope to spit in your musket. Friend of mine, old guy with gray hair.
Not that old guy that you was running around with the 11th of November up there at Dunkirk.
That's the guy?
Why, I thought he lived way out west.
He does. I known him for the war, you know, so I wrote him about our youth reunion. And I got a wire day for yesterday. He was coming. I expect him on the Empire Building. About to do it now.
From the sound of that drum corps, the train must be due right now. Swell music, huh?
What'd you say? Huh? That there drum corps is making too much noise. I can't hear a word you say. Oh,
yeah? I'll bet you was an MP.
Go on now. Go on. Shake your foot.
How would you like a big smack in the puss, buddy?
Say, now listen, Runt. Be on your way before I slap
you. All right, officer. The town belongs to these men. Don't bother them unless they... Well, unless they start beating up MPs.
Yes, sir, Your Honor. Don't mind me good man.
Don't worry. We won't offer the funny face.
Go on.
Well, old timer.
We're Bob Lester. Say, it's sure good for sore eyes to see you again. How have they been treating you? You're getting fat.
Yeah, sure. Since I stopped dining on goldfish and beans with molasses on them, I've been eating regular. And often. Hey, you remember Dutch Laner, don't you, old-timer, and Hank Simon?
Oh, I sure do. Say, if it hadn't been for you boys, I'd have starved, have been shot, or worse, the first armistice day. Say, how are you, Dutch?
Oh, I'm okay, old-timer.
And how are you, Hank?
Oh, I'm full of pep and vinegar, old-timer. How are you?
Well, praise be.
Sure glad you got here, old-timer. Hank, he's looking for an MP that he knowed once, and now you can protect him when the MP shows up.
Now, listen, Dutch, I don't want no truck for the MPs. I got enough of them in the war.
The devil with the MPs. Come on, let's go on up the hotel. Hey, old-timer, you got a bunk with us. Ain't no room for nobody in town. But we saved you the top of the bureau in our room.
Say, boy, I won't fit no bureau, Tom. Better let Hank have it. He's more the size.
He can't, though. Hank's sleeping in one of the drawers.
Oh, I am not. I am not the big fun.
Ah, button your face and let's go.
Well, excuse me, boys. I was wondering if you weren't in the 131st Infantry.
Sure was. All except the old-timer here, and he's kind of honorary member.
I thought I remembered you. My name's Neil. Charles M. Neil.
Captain Neil. Why, I'll be a son of a buck. Say, listen, Captain, meet the old-timer here, will you? This is the captain of my troop, old-timer.
Hello.
Howdy, Captain. Howdy.
You don't live here, do you?
Well, sort of. You see, I'm the mayor here.
The mayor? Well, I'm a son of a gun. Ain't that the nuts? Say, Captain, I wondered why that big yay-hole of an MP was so polite. Say, come on up to the hotel with us, Captain, and let's pan the rest of the office.
Delighted. You're the first boys I've seen out of the old outfit. After I was wounded, I got sent to a hospital in England. And I finished the war drilling replacements at St. Antoine.
St. Agony, huh? Yeah, I know.
I was Mud, KP, and the brigie if it didn't salute some 90-day wonder.
You see, Captain Neal used to command our outfit, old-timer.
Well,
but he got
well.
Stuck in the head with a hunk of G.I. can of Constant Boy, and that's the last we seen of him. Man, did we eat when the captain had the country. Say, Captain, did you know they make that funny mountain? Come on now, boys. Let's get in here for a good one. Come on, let's get together.
Hey, see what a swell hotel, just like the Revere House.
Well, gents, welcome to the bivvy.
Swell, huh?
Ice water, bottle openers, beds and everything.
Say, where's the ginger ale?
Armistice Day again. I spent mine in the officers' club at St. Agony, wishing I was back with the outfit.
Officers' club me eye, Captain. You mean some cave.
Nix, he's a mayor, dummy.
Is he?
That's pretty close to it, Dutch. I suppose you fellows were all with the old outfit.
Hello? Shut up, you guys, will you? I want to phone. Hello? Room service, please.
Yeah, we hopped over the morning of the 10th, up there at Doncourt, about 20 kilometers in front of Metz. Got ourselves all jammed up in a little woods they called, Hey, what did they call it, Dutch?
Oh, I can't pronounce the frog name, but it means the woods of the tall pines.
Hello, operator. Say, I want some ginger ale and ice. Yeah, ice, baby, and lots of it.
Well, it was quite a mess. We got in there, and the Jerry's got around on two sides of us and laid down a barrage behind us. So there we was, the whole 2nd Battalion. We didn't have nothing to eat and not very much ammunition the morning of the 11th. It was raining as usual, and say, it gets cold in that part of France around November. Boy, oh, boy, it just frees a brass monkey, let me tell you.
Yeah, ginger ale. J-I-N-G-E-R-A-I-L. Can't you understand English?
Well, we heard the usual rumors about an armistice, but we didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. Along about 8 o'clock the morning at 11, we was all laying around in the mud.
This is Paralysis One. Yes, you fool. This is the 2nd Battalion, and I'm the commanding officer. Don't you know your code names? Want to let the whole German army know who we are?
This is Captain Miller, Major, of the Regimental PC.
Oh, excuse me, Captain Miller. Yes?
I want to know how many men in your battalion have extra salt.
You want what?
Do you know how many men in your battalion have extra salt?
Extra socks? No, sir. I haven't any idea how many of this battalion have extra socks. We're fighting a war up here, Captain, if you don't mind. And I'm afraid I haven't time to act as valet to my whole battalion.
Can we do anything for you, Hartfield?
Well, you might devote a little of your valuable time to figuring out a way to get me some ammunition. And maybe something to eat.
Water.
Water? My God, man, this isn't the Sahara Desert. Let me talk to Pliable One.
Oh?
Pliable One.
Pliable One? Who?
The old man, the colonel, old Joe.
Oh, Colonel Sanborn.
Yes, thanks. Damn fool.
I am the one.
Hello, Colonel. Yes, sir. I guess we can hang on for a while. Pretty hot place, though.
Don't worry, Numenando. Have you gone?
Dugout? I should say not. I'm in a shell hole, 100 yards from our firing line, sir.
Well, we'll try and get some ammunition and rations for you by noon if we can.
Thanks. If you can get something through, we'll appreciate it. We sure need it. May I speak to Captain Miller again, sir? Thank you.
Captain Miller talking.
Captain Miller?
Yeah?
I just thought of something.
What is it, Major?
Wouldn't it be an excellent idea if you could have a skylight in your dugout?
Skylight? Why?
You might get to see some of the war. That guy is a wonder. Why did I ever want to play soldier? What do you want, Sergeant?
Got any ammunition, Major?
Not a nickel's worth, Sergeant. Who wants it?
Lieutenant Casey, sir. We only got 5 rounds to a man and about 200 for the show.
Well, have to make that do, Sergeant. Tell Casey not to do too much shooting and save as much as he can for the show in case of an attack.
Yes, sir.
Now, old-timer.
Say, I wish them Jerrys had quit throwing things. Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's me, Hank. Say, have you got anything to eat?
Oh, certainly, sir. Will you have some nice filet mignon? Or some oops, or some roast turkey and some pumpkin pie? How'd you like to go to hell?
Well, not now. I got something. Look.
Oh, hey, give me some of that. Boy, let me have a tail. Come here, let me. Oh, golly, this good. Here, let me. Come here, give me some more, will you?
Gosh, I feel better now. You know, I don't hate them Jerrys near so much now. They haven't got another can of that stuff, have you, Hank?
Nope. There was a guy bumped off over in the first platoon a little while ago, and I souvenired his pack. One of them replacements, you know. Had his iron rations and everything, right down to extra shoes. How do you like them?
They look swell, Hank. He must have been a big guy, though.
Yeah, they do fit a bit extra, but a pair of shoes is a pair of shoes these days.
I'll say. Hey, old-timer, them's nice shoes you got on.
Hey, don't you go admiring my shoes, boy. I don't crave no machine and gewehr bullet in my slats.
No what?
Machine and gewehr bullets. That's what the Jerrys call machine guns.
Hey, you talk Dutch, old-timer?
Yeah, pretty well.
But for Pete's sakes, don't let anybody hear you talking it. Some of these eggs is jumpy as heck about spies, and they might grab you by the neck. Man, you'd be in a fix if anybody did grab you off. You're AWOL from that railroad and engineer outfit of yours. No dog tags. Nobody but us knows who you are.
And ever since Bob swept them potatoes out of the farmer's field back in Pirago, why, nobody would believe him if he swore on a Bible.
No, sir, you better not talk no Jerry around here.
Hey, what are you men doing there? The whole German army could come over here and slap you all down, you'd never even see them. Snap out of it. This is a war. Hey, who's this man?
What man? Who?
You know what man. I mean this old guy here. I never saw him before. Say, who are you, soldier? And what was all this about Jerry talk, huh? Come on, speak up.
Well, sir, lieutenant, they call me the old-timer around where I come from. Tell you the truth, I don't rightly belong to this outfit.
AWOL, eh?
No use lying to you, sir. I belong to the 13th Engineers Railroad, B Company, Great Northern Railway. I heard the war was about over, and I snuck away to see these boys and see what the real war was like before it was over. Yes, and I've been finding out.
Well, beat that. Back in the SOS, and you go AWOL and come up here. Say, what do you think I am, fish? Listen, I heard you guys talking about Jerry's and speaking German. I know you three well enough, but I don't know this man. You come with me back to the major.
But, Lieutenant,
never mind the butt. Come on, you, with me.
All right, sir. I'll leave my ammunition with these boys. Here you are, fellows. Yeah, divided amongst you. But I'll be back.
Yeah, maybe you'll be back.
The mud is up to a guy's neck.
What's this? What do you want, Lieutenant Douglas?
Major, I think this bird's a spy.
A spy? You've been reading Diamond Dick. What's your name, soldier?
They call me Old Timer, sir. I told the lieutenant here that
I was... German, Major.
German, eh? Are you a Jersey soldier?
No, sir. I ain't no German. I'm a master engineer. Junior grade, B Company, 13th Engineers, Railway. The Great Northern Bunch. I come up here just
A-W-O-L, eh?
Yes, sir, I am. I came 8,000 miles to get in this year war, and they put me to running a depot on a narrow-gauge railroad back there at Tronville. I've been doing that long enough, but I come up here to see some war at close range.
Well, you seeing it?
Yeah, you're darn tootin', Major. I seen about all I want.
Major, I tell you, he's a spy.
Now, listen to me a minute, young fella. I'm getting doggone good and tired of being called a spy, and that by a young squirt that ain't dry behind the ears yet. Now, look here. You see them ribbons? I got them chasing Moros down on the islands when you was reaching for a bottle. Yeah, and a milk bottle at that. And I never been called a spy yet by nobody that ever got away with it.
Yeah.
See, I scunned mules, by golly, when you was boy scouting. And I'm over here, old as I am, to do a job of soldier.
Yeah.
And I'm getting sick and tired of being called a spy by some skinny kid shavetail that don't know the difference between a field marshal and a court marshal.
Major, you hear that? Off of first charges.
Don't worry, Douglas. No old-timer with a vocabulary like that's a German spy. You better get back to your platoon. I'll take care of this man here.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Douglas.
Yes.
Hello? Paralysis one? What? Say that again? Yes, sir. You bet I am, sir. Thank you, sir. Hooray! Hooray! The war's over! The war's over! Quick! I spoke too soon.
Here, Douglas, get down here in the shell hole with me. I don't want to get bumped off now. Pass the word to the first line that the war's over at 11 a.m. Hooray!
After I laid that shaved tail out, the phone rang, and the major says, the war is over.
So you bawled young Douglas out, did you, old-timer?
I had to.
Well, he had it coming to him for months, the darn 90-day wonder.
By golly, fellas, I believe the war is over. Don't it seem quiet and funny?
Yeah. I'll bet those guys over there, under the shelter halves, with their toes sticking up, they think it's quiet, too.
Yeah, that is tough for them. Knocked off the very morning the war ended. But it is over, ain't it? Gosh, you know, I'm almost comfortable, even with this rain zipping down my neck.
Well, I'd rather have the rain zipping down my neck than a flock of machine gun bullets.
Hey, guys, what'd you do if somebody come along and told you they was only fooling? Hmm? That the war wasn't really over after all?
Well, I'd tell them to go kiss my foot.
Me, I'd drop dead.
Hey, listen, what's that?
Why, it must be Paul Revere.
Hang up. Hey, out of that. The Jerry's are coming.
The Jerry's are coming. I know it. By Judas, they've been fooling me ever since I got into this man's army. They give me size 17 shirts and number 11 shoes. They feed me with slum and dried grass. And now they hand me a line of...
Come on, Cupid. Get going. The Jerry's are counterattacking. Now, out of your house.
I'll go take a flying jump at the moon.
Hey, camarade, americana, keep me on stick throat.
Hey, you're having stealing cigarettes here. Come to my hair.
There's not come out. Come my hair, man, kind of it didn't come out, and they keep it up for mine.
Hey, what's that?
Say, Bob, I don't think them Jerrys are mad. In fact, I know they ain't. Listen to what they're saying.
Don't mean nothing to me, except when they say camarade.
Hey, Amerikanische Soldaten, der Krieg ist out. Come drink with me.
Hey, where you going, old timer?
Hey, didn't you hear what that Jerry said? He said, come and have a drink.
Gangway. Oh, gangway. Hey, get off of my
now train. Now, it's an Americana. Jetzt, dass der Krieg vorbei ist, sind wir doch alle Brüder, nicht wahr? Wir haben viel zu trinken und auch zu rauchen, aber nichts zu essen. Wollt ihr nicht etwas Brot für Zigarren oder Zigaretten umtauschen? Hier, Amerikaner, willst du eine Zigarre haben?
Oh, thanks, boy. I mean, danke schön. Sprich hier mal Englisch.
Listen at the old timer. He sure can swing the Jerry talk, can't he?
Hey, shut up, Dutch. Maybe he'll get a drink for us.
Oh, yeah, sure. I English speak. What will you, good sir?
Hey, what you got to drink?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Nu, the wine half, and also we stuck man of spirit. It is very good, huh? For the war to not be brothers we are now.
Oh, huh? Brothers, eh? No brother of mine ever shot at me with a machine gun.
Der sagt, kein Bruder von ihm hat je mit dem Maschinengewehr nach ihm geschossen.
I did not.
Aber now, mein Freund, we will not more shooting the Maschinengewehr by you. It is peace yet. Und we shall all friends be with Rot und Weißwein und auch a little Stück Schnapp.
Huh? Oh, Schnapp. You said it, buddy. Give me.
Gesundheit!
Gut heil, bring it up.
Gesundheit, whatever that
is. Pass auf, Hans, auf, hier kommt.
Was macht ihr hier zum Kopf? Limmer, Stoll, mit Schweinehunde. Was ist los? Das sind die Feinde. Verstehen Sie, die Feinde? Also, mach mal.
Jawohl, Amerikaner. Now, have you boys got anything to eat? I have heard you've got corned beef and salmon, is that right?
Say, where'd you learn to speak such good English, guy?
Oh, I was in Milwaukee many years, a bartender by Henry Smith's place. Excuse, have you got salmon, please, huh? Oh, you mean goldfish. Sure, rations just come up a little while ago, and there's plenty of goldfish. Well, maybe you have corned beef, bully beef, not? I will give you schnapps.
Oh, great. Say, man, if you can have all the goldfish and corn, Willie, you can eat. Just let's see that schnapps you're talking about.
First, Mr. Goldfish, please. In Milwaukee, by bartending, I learned that. First the price, and then the drink. Not so?
By golly, Dutchman, you're right. Wait, I'll go get you some iron rations, but hang on to that bar.
Oh, iron I don't want, but goldfish, Mr. Bullybeard.
Hell, we're falling in. Fooled again.
Then, Bob?
Oh, nothing. We left the German officer standing there and kind of wandered back to where all the whistles was blowing and the bugles tooting. There was the outfit, falling in, just like they would after a day out in the rifle range. We gathered up our tools and went along. Of course, there was a few other guys that couldn't come along with us.
What's the matter?
Why, they were dead. There was a battalion of the 132nd come up to relieve us. And they stayed there and got all the schnapps and the tailor-made cigarettes that Jerry's had.
Say, who's sitting on that corkscrew?
You remember going down the road to Hannonville that night, Bob?
Remember it? Say, I'll never forget it.
And say, remember the fireworks?
Fireworks?
Yeah. The Jerry had more fireworks than you could shake a stick at. Them big Bengal flares you put on the ground for airplanes. And caterpillar rockets and very light. And star shells and...
See, you could figure out the whole front for miles by the fireworks the Jerry's were shooting up. It was some sight.
Answer the phone, Hank.
Huh? Oh, all right, yeah.
What happened to you, old-timer? Did you get back to the outfit all right?
Yes, I got back. Captain says, where you been, Sergeant? I says, yes, sir. And that was the end of that. He never asked me any more about it.
Well, all right, but let me talk to the man.
Well, she was a good war while she lasted.
Yeah, and she lasted plenty long for me.
Hello? Are you the manager? Say, I've been told that they won't send up any ginger ale or ice to this room. Is that right? Huh? What? No ginger ale or ice? Well, can you beat that? They're still fooling the troops.
Builders has endeavored to bring you tonight a picture of what actually happened along the many miles of frontline trenches when word was received that the World War was over. The story was written by an American Army officer who was there. The playlet featured Harvey Hayes as the old-timer. This is Ted Pearson speaking. Empire Builders comes to you from the Chicago studios of the National Broadcasting Company.
Westinghouse KYW, the Chicago Herald and Examiner Station.